We are back on the Found Money Report, and Jim, I'm really excited to introduce again a very special guest of our program.
Yeah, Larry is a repeat guest on the show. We love what he has to talk about.
A repeat offender, right? Hey, Larry Grossman is with us, Sovereign International Pension Services. Larry has been called by many the pit bull of offshore investing. Larry, welcome to the Found Money Report. Good to have you here today.
Thank you, Pete. Jim, good to be back.
A few weeks ago, we had Larry on for the first time, Jim, and I think a lot of people are thinking about offshore. And I think we established the fact, Jim, that offshore is not just for the high net worth individuals. We're going to talk about that in a second. But first, Larry, you really believe that the government wants to take over our retirement plans and make us buy treasuries. Are you still on that platform? Do you still think that's the deal out there?
I do, Pete. I haven't really seen anything to change my mind. You know, some of the conversation maybe is slowed down a little bit, but that's to be expected because we're in an election year. But there still continue to be articles from government-funded think tanks and what I like to call trial balloons that keep floating the idea of forcing you to buy treasuries either during the accumulation phase or during the distribution phase of your retirement plan.
And why is that? Is it just to prop up the government? Is that the whole deal there?
Well, you know, this is, I guess, where you chip into the conspiracy theory. I mean, they tell you it's because they can do a better job of managing the money than you can. But if you read between the lines, all of their discussions ultimately go to buy treasury bonds. And many of us believe if you look at the universe of retirement assets, it's in the trillions of dollars. It continues to grow. And what a great way to help finance future spending. It won't even pay down the debt, but it certainly would help them as they make plans to spend your money going forward.
You're helping people realize the benefits of offshore investing for their IRAs, right?
That's correct, Pete. And we also do it for regular retirement plans, but people think about us as the IRA expert, but you can really do this with most kinds of retirement plans.
What's the advantage? What's the benefit of having your IRA offshore?
Well, I think there's a number of reasons people decide they want to do this, and they tend to fall into a couple of different groups. But, you know, one group have been outside of the United States, recognize there might be some value out there, and in some cases, maybe they're considering about eventually even retiring outside of the United States because the cost of living is so much lower. And so we've helped literally hundreds of people purchase real estate outside of the United States in their retirement plan. That's one group. And then the other group are really concerned about some of the things that we already talked about, and they just think it makes sense to have part of their assets held outside the United States. And if they can do it with a retirement plan, it's even better. And so those kinds of people would typically look to put assets in metals outside of the United States, non-U.S. securities, maybe a foreign bank, a private placement, or some combination of those things that are done in a way that they feel are going to give them diversification outside of the dollar, outside of the United States, help protect the assets, and maybe give them some exposure to things they couldn't invest in directly here in the United States.
I think a lot of people, Jim, think of offshore and they think of trying to hide things from the government or doing something in a stealth, clandestine way. And certainly our discussion with Larry Grossman today is the opposite of that. There's nothing being hidden here. You're just doing investing a little different way. Comments, Jim?
Yeah, Larry said two things that caught my attention. One was that you can buy real estate offshore and put it in your IRA. You're not going to get away with that at home.
Right.
But it's perfectly legal to do offshore. And the other thing I was thinking was that if you want to beat treasuries, there are an awful lot of things outside of the United States that will outperform treasuries that this gives you access to.
And treasuries, by the way, are what we talked about at the top of the segment, in which, Larry, your theory is at some point there might be a directive or a law that would require us to take retirement dollars and put them into treasuries. Yeah, some interesting things to think about. How would somebody, let's just say an average person listening to our program right now on WBAP, they got a couple $100,000 in their nest egg, maybe they're $500,000 or $1 million, how would they look at putting some of those retirement savings into offshore IRAs or offshore assets investments?
Well, the first thing is the odds are extremely high. The custodian they're working with today is not going to allow them to do it. And it's not that the rules prevent it, as we've said before, the rules allow it. But what has developed in the United States is a system where a lot of IRA custodians have their own artificial restrictions. And in many cases, it's because they have their own financial services and products they want to sell. It's a flat-out conflict of interest. And so they prevent people from doing it. The key is you have to work with a totally self-directed IRA administrator and custodian, not in the financial services business, meaning they don't sell any products. They're not compensated by whatever investment a client makes. Once you hook up with a company like that, and of course that's the service we provide, you know, we allow our clients to self-direct the assets and anything that's not specifically prohibited by the IRS. And much to everybody's surprise, very few things actually are prohibited by the IRS. So the way this eventually evolves is they make a decision. Do they want to have money held at a foreign bank and manage part of it themselves or hire an outside advisor? Some of them like to have assets held with what I would call an online offshore trading platform. You know, those are the do-it-yourself people, like to get online, push the button, buy and sell the stock or security. Other people, as we mentioned, buy real estate. They do private placements, invest in currencies, or some combination of those things. We recently had a gentleman who wants to invest in a new startup business in India. Now, I mean, that's pretty exotic, but the interesting thing is, much to his surprise, he found out absolutely permissible as long as it's structured the right way. So you can really think outside of the lines and figure out some things to do.
Jim Poe, you're talking to our clients, a Texas retirement specialist, with more frequency about offshore. And of course, Larry Grossman, the managing director of Sovereign International Pension Services, a strategic partner of ours on this program. This is one of the people we go to for his services. Talk about this as it relates to the clients of our firm.
Sure. Well, it's something that I'm interested in personally, and I actually have an account with Larry's firm. We did set up an offshore IRA, a Roth IRA. We did purchase some things that would have been difficult to own in an IRA inside the U.S., but all of it is perfectly legal. We report it to the IRS every year as we're required to. It's performing very well for us.
Benefits, again, the advantage of doing that versus having the invested dollars in stateside accounts or banks or investments?
I just can't stand the thought that somebody's going to tell me I can't own anything but treasuries in my retirement plan one day.
And according to Larry Grossman, our guest in this segment, that day is coming. Last question for you, Larry, and this is the big one. When is that likely to happen? When should we mark our calendars to indicate the U.S. government is going to force us to put our dollars into treasuries?
I tell you, I wish I knew the answer to that. People have often said to me, hey, do me a favor, you know, let me know a couple months in advance before this happens so I can go ahead and make the move. And I tell them all, look, I don't think they're going to send me a letter or ring a bell or, you know, the election obviously has kind of delayed it. We have to wait and see what happens. But I think the key is you better do it now because you just don't know when they're going to make that change and it's going to be too late. They sneak it into another bill that it has nothing to do with.
Well stated. Last question. How safe are your dollars offshore?
Well, you know, I've been working in the offshore world for over 25 years, and I have to tell you, if you do things the right way, most of us feel like it's actually safer than it is having it all held stateside.
Larry Grossman, a good friend of this program, and consider him one of the people that are on your team when you come through the doors of Texas Retirement Specialist. Larry, thanks for being on the program today.
My pleasure. Good to speak with you again.
888-7-PIGGY-BANK, 888-7-PIGGY-BANK, the website TexasRetirementSpecialist.com. This is the Found Money Report on WBAP.
Call Texas Retirement Specialist today to reserve your seat at our next complimentary retirement planning workshop. Call 888-7-PIGGY-BANK. That's 888-7-PIGGY-BANK. Online at TexasRetirementSpecialist.com. More of the Found Money Report is coming up.